How's everybody? My name is Bridget, and I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. I am in recovery for childhood abandonment, coupled with neglect, sexual assault, and prostitution. Now I struggle with drugs and PTSD. Okay, I am from Houston, Texas, and I lived with my mother on the south side of Houston. Most of my life, I've been anxious and kept to myself because fearful situations molded and shaped my heart. I still struggle with allowing people close in my heart, which makes love difficult to find. My mother was always searching for a new husband, which caused several domestic violence incidents in childhood neglect. I had three different fathers before I met my biological father. My father was granted custody, and I moved into his home. This created more dysfunction in my life because my stepmother was angry and neglectful. My father often criticized me, called me names like trifling dumb girl, which affected my self-esteem. My father was an alcoholic. He worked hard weekdays, but his weekends were spent partying with friends and family. Psalms 27:10, even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. I thank God for my grandmother. My grandmother could express love without even using a lot of words. She attended church every Sunday, and I went with her. I was 15 when I walked from my seat and sought membership in the church. This was my first time learning about Jesus. These special moments at my grandma's home ended because my stepmother was not happy about my church attendance. Eventually, my church attendance stopped. I became depressed, lonely, and rebellious, which affected my behavior. Since the boys noticed me, I got my attention from them. We always did drugs, drank alcohol, and had unprotected sex. Soon I became pregnant. My first and only child, who was a girl, was conceived from sexual abuse. Like my mother, I became an unfit parent because I was underage, not educated, and lacked job skills. My boyfriend convinced me that I could make money selling my body. I agreed and sold my body for money because I needed the money for my child. This life of prostitution caused an investigation from Children and Family Services, and I lost custody of my child when she was 2 years old. When my father died in 2017, I used drugs and alcohol. I was hoping that the substance would help with the grieving process, but it did not. My counselor suggested celebrate recovery because she thought it would be a step in the right direction. She recommended that I attend a meeting at Rolling Hills. I took her advice, and the next day I went to a meeting. I never believed that I would be one of those people. My name is Bridget, and I'm a marijuana user. This was an unfamiliar atmosphere for me. Nevertheless, I kept coming back. The small groups started my healing process. I learned that my problems and heartache were not different from the other women. I was ready to admit I were powerless over my addiction and compulsive behavior, that our lives had become unmanageable. The large groups always had a worship and a teaching about recovery, which reminded me of church, but the people there were different. After attending Celebrate Recovery for 2 years, I renewed my relationship with the Lord and found a church home. Psalms 32:5, then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you will forgive the guilt of my sin. I learned from larger group principle 2, honest belief that God exists, that I matter to him, and that he has the power to help me recover. Next, I decided I would join a step study. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves, and let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. I found people who had the same struggles in the step study, people who offered support and not condemnation. Now I believe this step was coming true for me. We admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. I have begun forgiving myself and others. I am learning not to judge people because of their past. I believe people need the same grace that Christ has extended to me. I have repented and I no longer sell my body for money. I also have stopped sleeping around with different men to find comfort. Every day God has given me strength so I can live a godly lifestyle. Recently, I decided that I should move into a sober living house. Now I have consciously chose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. These principles have helped me find courage. I have decided that I can deal with the trauma from the rapes and the drug issues with the help of the Lord. Finally, my walls are breaking down. This discipleship program has shown Christian principles. Now I openly examine and confess my hurts, hang-ups, and habits to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. I evaluate all my relationships. I offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me and make amends for harm that I've done to others, except when to do so would harm them or others. Now I know what Christian love is meant to be. I don't know really how to express the heart change that I've found here in Celebrate Recovery. I'm thankful and grateful for Celebrate Recovery because it improved my Christian walk. Principle 8, yield myself to God to bring this good news to others, both by my example, by my words, and by my words. On the second Saturday of each month, me and a group of people share the gospel. We share the gospel with women in the strip clubs. We go every second Saturday and we take them gifts. We love on them. We talk to them with them about their livelihood. And they love seeing us, and they always ask them about buying the t-shirt that we wear. It says, Jesus loves strippers, and it's in red with the stripper. Also, I helped start a recovery in Hillsboro. My task has been teaching the small group leaders and people who lead the step studies, how to facilitate a step study and run a group. This past year was the anniversary of the Celebrate Recovery that I helped start in Hillsboro. And the ministry leader honored me and gave me a service coin. I would like to end with the serenity prayer. So God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship for peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Thank you for letting me share my journey.